America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Emotions were heard today in the abduction and murder case of a 5-year-old California girl. Alejandro Avila is accused of kidnapping, sexually assaulting, then murdering Samantha Runyon last year. Reporter Richard Santiago's there.
The editorial caucus said the defense argued against search warrants served in the case.
The motion today was to what we call traverse those warrants and to suppress the evidence that was developed based on the search warrants.
The judge denied that motion.
And so the evidence that we have obtained based on those search warrants is intact at this point.
Avila faces the death penalty if convicted. In Santa Ana, I'm Richard Santiago.
Bond has been set at $100,000 for the Kansas woman charged with telling the family of a missing girl she was their long-lost daughter. After a hearing, Donna Walker's lawyer, Billy Rourke, says he isn't pleased with the outcome and isn't even sure his client even committed any crimes.
I haven't been convinced a crime has occurred. I think there's some tragedies have occurred and some very emotional circumstances have occurred, but whether that's a crime, that hasn't been determined yet.
A judge in Topeka, Kansas, set the bond and conditions for Donna Walker, saying Walker posed a possible flight risk, which justified the bond amount. Walker will return to court next week in Kansas. Her lawyer has suggested he will ask for a lower bond.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Missouri Congressman Dick Gebhardt has picked up a key endorsement in his quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. He now has the backing of the Teamsters Union after a unanimous vote of their leadership. Gebhardt is the only presidential nominee with union support, which is considered critical for Democratic candidates. His strong pro-labor, anti-free trade record has also earned him the support of 9 smaller unions. The AFL-CIO hasn't endorsed candidates yet. They'll begin the screening process with a meeting next week in Chicago. The Teamsters' endorsement will provide some high-profile visibility for Gebhardt in key primary states. Union President James Hoffa will campaign with him in Detroit, Des Moines, Iowa, and Manchester, New Hampshire next week. The former House Democratic leader is one of 9 candidates vying for the party's presidential nomination. Governor Gray Davis says he won't ask for repayment of money spent to fight a recall if he survives the attempt to remove him from office. A candidate who faces recall is constitutionally entitled to seek reimbursement of expenses to fight the campaign. But Davis says the estimated $20 million it'll take to counter challengers' efforts would be better used on education, health care, and public safety.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Leaders of the U.S. Episcopal Church are moving forward on a very divisive issue. After much debate, they have cast their votes on approving the church's first openly gay bishop. Although today's vote count wasn't made public, it's widely expected to be in favor of elevating Bishop-elect Eugene Robinson to the post. Church conservatives have been openly opposed to the move, saying it could shatter unity among the world's 77 million Anglicans. In addition to tackling the Robinson issue, the full convention will also vote this weekend on whether the U.S. clergy should be allowed to bless same-sex unions. Episcopal leaders are gathered at the church's triennial convention in Minneapolis. With some investors concerned the economy is not rebounding as much as previously thought, stocks fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 80 points to 91.54. The S&P 500 slid 10 points to 980. And the NASDAQ was down 19 points to 1716. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wow, what a brain! No, I'm not talking about the class valedictorian or the scarecrow after he reached Oz. This brain's inside your car. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Einstein's got nothing on your car's ECM, or electronic control module. Like human brains, ECMs gather data from the environment and make adjustments to optimize performance. For example, this onboard computer adapts fuel delivery, seat positions, cabin temperature, braking, and emissions. It also alerts you to potential problems and notifies you for service. Like all brains, your ECM's sensitive to environmental abuse. So follow the scarecrow's lead. Take your ECM for scheduled service to the Oz, service center of your choice. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Yeah, but we do the same stuff on Friday, Kathy. I mean, you know, what's this Friday is my holiday. I have 52 holidays. What's up with that? Huh? Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Yes, it is Friday. Thank you very much for joining us. The phone number is 800-TALK-YES. If you'd like to join in the fun and frivolity anytime tonight, or if you'd like to email us, MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. We're going to be giving away Chicken Hawk decks of cards tonight. Here's how we're going to do it. At half past each hour, we will ask a trivia question. The first two correct answers, Kathy will take your call, and if you have the correct answer, the first two correct answers to each question will win a deck of these Chicken Hawk cards. Now, if you want to check them out, go to chickenhawkcards.com and take a look. These are pretty cool. Ken Starr's in here, Fat Tony Scalia, Andy Card, just saw Bob Barr, Ari Fleischer, Limbaugh, Hannity, Pearl, Rove, Alan Keyes, Ted Nugent, P.J. O'Rourke, Don Nichols, it just goes on and on. It's a great deck of cards, and we will even pay the postage to mail them out to you. So at half past each hour this evening, we will ask a trivia question, and the first two correct answers, both people will get we'll get these things in the mail. And I don't know, when are we going to mail them? Monday, Kathy? We'll send them out Monday? All right, so you should have them sometime next week. They're really cool. They come from chickenhawkcards.com. Is that right? Yeah, chickenhawkcards.com. Check it out. I like these. These are great. They sent us, what did they send us, about 8 or 9 decks. We're going to give away 6. I'm keeping one, and I've got 2 people I'm going to mail these to. Cool. The other night, we mentioned that Mars is going to be the closest to the Earth that it's been in a long time, maybe 5,000-6,000 years. On August 27th, I believe, and we asked for an astronomical interpretation of that information and an astrological. We got the astronomical, and the astrological came in the email today from Kay Stahl. And Kay writes, some speculations on what Mars coming so close to Earth are. Here's the speculations. More war, possibly the war to end all wars, or, alternatively, the assertiveness necessary to stand up and protest against any more war. You see, Mike, astrology deals in possibilities, not in ironclad predictions of specific events. Hindsight is always 20/20. You can always see things in the star charts after the fact. Yeah. Now, please don't freak out and send me emails and say, oh, Jesus, you're not doing astrology again. No, no, we're, you know, I'm, come on. Take it in the spirit it's intended, all right? Anyway, Kay Stahl writes, we will probably see more aggressiveness and anger as Mars, quote, rules, end quote, over these things. How we will use that anger is anyone's guess. Maybe we could get angry enough to start impeaching Bush. During this entire time frame, August, Mars is in retrograde motion, which in astrology means that its energies can be somewhat inverted. Mars is also, during this time, transiting the sign of Pisces, which symbolizes, among other things, illusions, addictions, escapism, as well as great visions and dreams. In any event, our correspondent writes, Mars coming so close to Earth means that we will be confronted with Mars-related issues, whether we want to or not. They will be too close to ignore. War, anger, aggression, self-assertiveness, willpower, energy, debates, fire, enemies, bombs, explosions, catastrophes, etc. Uranus, also in Pisces, along with Mars, warns us to expect the unexpected, and a square from Pluto, lord of power, wealth, and the underground, speaks of deep changes that will somehow transform us all at a deep and generational level. Well, hell, I'm ready, man. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? I'm ready. Hey, change me. Change me at a deep and generational level. Amen. I'm ready. Bring Mars on. Now, speaking about a deep changes and amen and hallelujah, did you hear about this church in Louisiana? Oh, unbelievable. I think my senior correspondent sent this to me, Chris, out in Minnesota. There's a church down there that's primarily black. They've got a few white people. Very few whites. The church is making an offer this month only. It's a race-based bonus in the name of integration, diversity, and the good Lord himself. Hallelujah. A church in Louisiana. This is in the Guardian of the UK. This comes across the pond. It's in the Guardian. I didn't read this in a American paper. A church in Louisiana will pay white people to attend its services, offering $5 per hour for those who attend its Sunday services and $10 for anyone who comes on Thursday. Thursday? What's Thursday, Kathy? In the South, Wednesday. Oh, well. Bishop Fred Caldwell of the Greenwood Acres Full Gospel Church in Shreveport, Louisiana, said, quote, our churches are too segregated and the Lord never intended for that to happen. It's time to do something radical, he says. Now, most people know that the most segregated hour in America is 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Who said that? Dr. King? Is he the one that said that originally? Religion is more racially segregated than anything else in America. We understand that. With the possible exception, well, I guess even more so than cemeteries. But the most racially segregated event, social construct in America is religion, how we practice religion. So, under Reverend Fred Caldwell's direction and scheme, and bless his heart, white visitors who come to the church will have to register when they arrive at the service, after which he, the Reverend, will pay them from his own pocket. He will call on the congregation for help if he needs it. Now, the Reverend says he has had so many positive responses from white parishioners in the town that he is already planning to put out extra chairs this Sunday. One man called to thank him for the invitation, even though he didn't want the money. One of the few white members of the congregation, a man named Chris Williams, says he supports this whole idea. He says, I don't see it as any different from what a lot of churches do when they have different social functions to attract visitors. The Reverend just kind of cut to the chase and went to the money. I don't know where people get the impression that he doesn't love white people. I know he loves me. I guess she's talking, or he's talking about the Reverend. Now, the chairman of the religion department at the local college says the Reverend has identified a serious problem. The professor says he's hit on the problem. The Reverend has all of the best motives and not been able to overcome the racial divide. Just showing people that racism conflicts with the gospel seems not to be enough. Now, the Reverend says he hopes the lesson will stick before his money runs out. The Reverend says, I just want the kingdom of God to look like it's supposed to. There ain't going to be ghettos in heaven. Hope you're right, Reverend. $10. $5 an hour if you go to the Sunday service, and $10 if for anyone who comes on Thursday. Now, I'm sorry, I just didn't realize that there were Thursday night services at churches in the South. Kathy, you're a Methodist before I corrupted you. Did you ever go to church on Thursday? Neither did I. Baptists go to church on Wednesday night. Amen. Have you heard about Colonel David Hogg? That's his name, commander of the 2nd Brigade, 4th Infantry Division in Iraq. This story blew right past us. This was in the Washington Post. Last week, according to Colonel Hogg, his troops picked up the wife and daughter of an Iraqi lieutenant general. The troops left a note. Where? Nailed to the guy's door? Anyway, it said, if you want your family released, turn yourself in. Jesus. Now, the colonel says such tactics are justified because, quote, it's an intelligence operation with detainees and these people have info, end quote. Well, the tactic worked. This past Friday, a week ago, Colonel Hogg said that the lieutenant general he was seeking appeared at the front gate of the U.S. base and surrendered. This is what we're reduced to. Now, what this is a crime, according to the Geneva Convention, Part 3, Section 1, provisions common to the territories of the parties to the conflict and to occupied territories, Article 34, quote, the taking of hostages is prohibited, close quote. Colonel David Hogg. Anybody want to comment on that? I don't know what to do with this story. This is what we're doing now, right? We are kidnapping. Why don't they hold Saddam's daughters? Didn't two or his wife, ex-wife, one, I don't know, and a couple daughters and grandkids? Aren't they in Syria? Weren't they given safe passage? Why not go to Syria and snatch these women and children? Is this what we are reduced to? Oh, Jesus. We now send our military to kidnap the children and the wife of somebody we want and hold that, leave a note and say, if you want to see your wife and your children alive, turn your ass in. What? This is the military? This is honorable behavior? Come on, somebody help me out here. To me, this sucks. This is awful. Isn't this corrupting even further? Here in Bush's Iraq, Bush's America, Bush's hell, isn't this further corrupting the traditions of the military? I don't know. Maybe it's not. The military, if you go back to the last century, I mean the 1800s, it has a terrible, terrible reputation. The military were just snakes, sons of bitches, killers in America when, getting rid of the native indigenous population and the Mexicans. Oh, my God. And at the turn of the century, the Spanish-American War, some of the atrocities we committed in the Philippines would make me lie look like a walk in the park at Sunday picnic. But Colonel Hogg here kidnaps wife and daughter of an Iraqi general and then leaves a note. If you want your family released, turn yourself in. Oh, man. What? I don't know. Anybody think that sucks like I do? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program. Take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Jody in Arlington Heights. She said, first, yesterday's show was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. You know, I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that. I have a pretty good doctor who recently put me on blood pressure medicine. And it seems to be working. There have been times when I've done talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery. But that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear my wife program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. There was this popping sound. Woo, man. Cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
Sorry. Didn't mean to frighten you. You're a bit late for that.
Hey, when he does that.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Molloy.
Four past the hour, 800 talk, yes. Colonel Hogg snatches two women, or a woman and a child, a daughter, and says, leaves a note for the person he was really trying to... Whatever happened to military tactics? Oh, God, never mind. So the Iraqi lieutenant general finds the note and shows up, turns himself in. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Also, I heard today, it's from the Dow Jones Newswire, that, who sent me this? Rita sent this in. Bush is now blaming the media for hyping the war with Iraq. Can you believe this? Dow Jones Newswire says, casting about for new events to blame for the sluggish performance of the economy so far, Bush Friday, today, blamed news organizations for hyping the prospect of the war with Iraq. You see, his point here is, well, here's what he said. I'm going to read it to you exactly as it's printed here. And then, as you may remember, we had a steady drumbeat to war. As I mentioned in my press conference the other day, on our TV screens, there was, on some TV screens, there was a constant reminder of the American people. March to war! Now, war is not a very pleasant subject in people's minds. It's not conducive for the investment of capital. There you go. So, media, it's your fault. You dirty, rotten bastards. What was that movie? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I'm sorry. You dirty, rotten scoundrels. It was the media's fault. How about this? Bush now blames the media for their drumbeats and Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, all the media stuff. Well, it scared us. According to Bush, it scared us. Not a very pleasant subject in people's minds, he says. Really, George, it isn't? It's not conducive for the investment of capital? Well, I beg to differ with you, Governor. According to the Reuters news agency, the strongest wave of federal defense spending since the Korean War helped fuel U.S. economic growth 2.4% on an annual rate in the second quarter, according to the Commerce Department. That was released yesterday. So all of this spent now, come on, George, it's either one or the other. We got two contradictory things here. You are saying that the drumbeats of war caused all of us to tighten up our sphincter muscles and run and hide in the basement. But here, the Reuters news agency, the business part of the Reuters news agency, says, no, that's not the case. That all the talk about war drove defense spending, which is not defense spending, it's offense spending, it's war production, it's weapons manufacturing, it is the production of instruments of mass death, let's call them weapons of mass destruction, how's that, in this country that drove the economy in the second quarter of this year, that would be April, May, and June, George. Well, I like the first story better, where George blames it on the television stations who had the pounding drum music. Remember? Surely you remember. I don't know if I remember. That seems like so long ago. Wasn't that just back in February, Kathy? Well, this is August. Time just rips by when you're killing folks, doesn't it? It just, I mean, when you're blowing stuff up and killing people and holding the wives and daughters of lieutenant generals hostage, time just has a way of floating right on by. I don't know if that ever really happened. What happened in Iraq? Wasn't there? It was death. Wasn't there destruction, bombing? Jesus, we Americans are coddled, aren't we? We sit here and go, gee, what happened in Iraq? You know, ask an Iraqi.
Just look around. A thousand years to build, and now it's coming down. If this were a movie, I'd say the acting's pretty bad. Everyone's stiff. The dialogue's so sad.
Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
As Liberia's civil war rages in and around the capital city of Monrovia, population 1.3 million, the few aid workers who remain on the scene can do little more than hunker down. The UN pulled out its staff last week, abandoning more than 10,000 tons of food and supplies in the process. But non-governmental agencies like Doctors Without Borders and the Red Cross are still in country. They can't help much, though, as going outside is only safe during breaks in the shelling, and there aren't very many of those. So far, more than 500 people have been killed in the battle for Monrovia, although the aid workers fear the toll is much higher as organized medical care all but collapsed when the UN left.
Workers at Tower Automotive in Milwaukee, Wisconsin are poised for a strike. Contracts covering seven unions at the auto parts maker expire today, and on Tuesday, the plant's largest union authorized a walkout by a nearly unanimous vote. Earlier this year, Tower managers announced plans to move the production of Ford Ranger truck frames to Ohio, leaving many to speculate about the future of their factory.
All the buildings used to be used. Now they got empty buildings, and that was just unheard of back in Milwaukee's industrial history.
Tim McMurtry retired last year after working for Tower's predecessor since 1967. He says the Milwaukee factory is a shell of its former self.
1967, it wasn't Tower, it was A.O. Smith, and at A.O. Smith we had something like 5,000 workers, and it was three shifts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it was just plenty of work, plenty of work. Everybody thought it would last that way forever.
Now only about 1,000 workers remain at the plant. In addition to guarantees on job security, the steel workers are looking for a better offer on wages, health care, and pension benefits.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Redefining war on our terms.
Yeah, we hold women and children hostage until the bad guy shows up. I don't know what the Iraqi lieutenant general did. Maybe he just had the misfortune of being in the Iraqi military. But it just seems kind of cowardly to me. I'm sorry. What do I know? I've never been in combat. Maybe this is what you're supposed to do. You kidnap the wife and the daughter. Of course, it's a violation of the Geneva Conventions, but so what? You know, this is the Bush crime family. So I asked the question, where's the honor here? And Diana in Florida writes, the only honor is the Iraqi lieutenant general who turned himself in. Signed, Diana in Florida, ever more ashamed to be an American. Yeah, I hear that loud and clear. Okay, a trivia question here. You ready? Now, what we're going to do... And we have a typical Friday night. We've got four open lines. Everybody's out doing fun things. What's that commercial say? They're different from you. They're at Denny's. They're having fun. They're not listening to this stupid-ass radio show. They're at Denny's eating those little mini burgers and having fun. All right, so we got some open lines here. Don't ever say anything bad about your sponsors. But, you know, every time I hear that commercial on this program, I just kind of cringe. Like, yeah, they're different from you. They're having fun. What are you doing, booby? You're listening to this stupid Malloy program. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to ask a question. First two people to call in with the right answer, give it to Kathy. She'll tell you if you're right or not. Oh, these are really tough questions. And what I have for you is the Republican Chicken Hawks of America. It's a deck of playing cards. You know, when did the playing card thing happen? What a phenomenon. It happened because of Iraq, right? Put out all the names of the bad guys in a deck of cards. This one is pretty good because it lists all these Republicans. And then it tells a little bit about, if you went online, you saw them. Chickenhawkcards.com. Phil Graham's in here, Bill O'Reilly, Catherine Harris? Oh, Chickenhawk Enabler, okay. Matt Drudge, Dan Quayle, Wolfowitz, Tim Hutchinson, Bolton, this guy who's been over there threatening North Korea, Trent Lott, DeLay, Ann Coulter, Wicked Witch of the Right. What is she doing? Oh, okay. She could have joined it. Bill Bennett, House Loser, Elliot Abrams, Jerry Falwell, Michael Wiener, George Will. It just goes on and on. This is a fun little deck of cards, huh? Hear that? All right, I've got two of them. Six decks tonight. Two this hour. All right, here's the trivia question. First two people who get this right will win. Now, just give your mailing address to Kathy and your name, and we'll send them to you Monday. Oh, God, this first one is just, this is ridiculous. Like, what's the opposite of down? Up. All right, here it is. Oh, Kathy says in my headphones, they do get harder. Well, all right, here's the first one. What was the name? I'm embarrassed. Oh, to hell with it. What was the name of the oil company George W. Bush formed in the late 70s? This was the company that later became Harkin Energy. Okay. There you go. First two correct answers. What was the name of the oil company the Bush baby formed in the late 70s? This was the company that later became Harkin Energy. I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult this vast and erudite audience with simple questions like this, but we got the studio late and Kathy had to put these together in a hurry. I guess that's it. The other two are a little bit more involved. All right, now while we're getting a couple right answers here, and we'll put at least one person on the air. A report from... where's this from? Daily Times. Is this Pakistan? Dateline is Beirut. A Syrian official said the U.S. could have captured Saddam Hussein's sons alive and hinted that killing the pair in a U.S. military raid in Iraq may have been to cover up past American political dealings with the Saddam Hussein family. Uday and Qusay Hussein were reportedly killed on July 22nd in a gun battle in northern Iraq by a U.S. force hunting down leaders of the former regime. Syria has been a vocal critic of the U.S. war in Iraq. Relations between Washington and Damascus have gone right into the commode in recent months. Anyway, a spokesman, or the Syrian foreign ministry official, Buthaina Shaban, said last night, quote, "Of course, Saddam Hussein and his children bear the responsibility of turning Iraq into this rubble. But, the spokeswoman for the government, speaking from Damascus, added, quote, "It was very possible of the U.S. to capture Uday and Qusay instead of killing them. But maybe, and this is very possible, maybe there are files that the Americans don't want to be uncovered." Well, maybe so. Could have taken them alive. Yeah, sure. They could have been taken alive. You know that as well as I do. But the decision was made to kill them and show their bodies all over television. That's also in violation of Geneva Conventions. But who's keeping track of the violations, huh? Do we have any winners yet? We do? Okay. Well, while we're waiting for the winners, let's talk with Brother Sky Blue, who is checking as he does periodically from Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, listen, I'm real sad to hear of the death there in Memphis.
Sam Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I live around the corner from the legendary Sun Studios.
Really?
I do. Well, you know, Memphis, this is a little backwater Mississippi River town. I'm forbidden to speak on the local white radio talk programs here. I'm allowed to speak on WDIA, the first black radio station in the country.
Yeah.
But these conservatives, Rush Limbaugh wannabe Mike Fleming here in Memphis, Tennessee, he can't stand an open challenge to his, you know.
I'll bet he can't, Brother
Scott. I called up your website at the library the other day. You're not just another pretty face, Mike. You're a handsome dude. But, you know, I think, don't you think liberals are in general more better-looking people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. We live longer, too.
That, you know, I mean, look at what William Buckley and this Associated Press guy. What is it, Carruth or something? Oh, he's ugly.
look at George Will. George Will has never smiled in his life.
You know, what I want to talk about, you talk about these conservative chicken hawks.
Yeah.
What about these liberal, undercover liberal turncoats like, you know, Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Dennis Miller.
Oh, don't you want to just slap him upside his head?
And Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah, they make friends. They get off on their fan base, you know, and then they flip-flop.
That's it.
And sell out to these conservatives. And this cute little guy on the Crossfire program with the bow tie.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
Yeah, with the fuzzy hair, you know. I can't figure out whether he's more like Pee-wee Herman or Ronald McDonald, you know. Exactly. But my main thing I want to talk about, bring up, is about President Bush's appointment to head the Navy, this Colin McMillan. You know, God
bless him. The one that killed himself.
Yeah, you know, let him get good and buried. But, I mean, I hadn't heard anything. Well, you know, is that a real stable, like, selectment to head the Navy?
Boy, somebody who is going to kill himself that quickly. Hell, he hadn't even taken office. That's not a very stable personality.
Well, I understand he was one of Bush's old cronies.
Is
you
that
know,
what?
Yeah. Big or.
Yeah.
And about this Kobe Bryant, you know, there's only a few ways you can get rich or notoriety in our society besides study and diligence and hard work. That's in the fields of entertainment and sports and religion. And, of course, I talk about the 17th century Swedish theologian Emanuel Swedenborg. You know, they talk about the 666, no buying or selling. These fundamentalist Christians, they've got a monopoly on this religious broadcasting.
Amen.
You know, nobody lived to be 900 years old.
Hallelujah.
And these symbolisms of the book of Genesis, they have a lot more meaning than the people in America are getting explained to them.
Amen.
And, you know, I'm not a gay bishop. I mean, I'm not a gay basher. But, I mean, I think it's time that we had some open debate about theological questions.
Yeah, I do, too.
In our society.
I think that's right. Brother Sky Blue, I hope you have a great weekend. What are you doing this weekend for fun?
Well, I'm waiting on my little sister coming from California, and we've got a plan. There's this guy down in Midtown here, and he's got a 7-foot-tall marijuana plant, and we're going to slip in there at 4 o'clock in the morning over his fence and snatch it.
Hey, let me know how it works out, pal.
All right, I will.
All right, thanks. Brother Sky Blue, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, he won't remember if he succeeds in snatching the 7-foot-tall marijuana plant. All right, did we get some winners? Okay, who do we got here? We have Alvin in Augusta. Alvin, you won a deck of cards.
I can't wait to get them, Mike.
Man, this is the first time you ever won anything.
Yes, it is. Did you know that?
I just know. I just, because it's Alvin in Augusta, I'm tuned in. I know what's happening, brother. This is the first time you've ever won anything. You are so happy. You're going to go to church on Sunday and tell everybody, man, I want a deck of cards.
Hey, I'll probably be in church playing with them.
No, this is fun. You're going to like this, Alvin. You're going to like this. All right. What's the answer to the question? Now, wait a minute. What was the name of the oil company George W. Bush formed in the late 70s? This was
Arbusto.
Arbusto. You got it. All right. That's
Mike,
it. Yeah.
Please don't you guys ever go away like that.
No.
Man, it was just an information deficit without you guys there. And the program suffers drastically when you are out
That's
there.
Right. Listen. When
you
I got
a shop.
Look here. Look. When I signed up with this company, they don't have a lot of money. I have enough money to pay my mortgage and my car payment and my truck payment. I got enough money to help out my children a little bit. But what I did, I said, look, I need 5 weeks a year off. I got to have it. So that's why, and we're going again in September, all right? I'm just warning you.
September?
Yes, sir.
In September, mate.
No, uh-uh. We're going again a first week in September. I'm taking a week off. I'm sorry. They don't pay me.
Hey, days, Mike.
They don't pay me. I should have planned my life better so I could be retired at this age anyway. So I still have to work. I'm going to take some time, Elvin.
Oh, God, I wish you guys could stretch it out a little bit further.
Yeah, I know, but we can't. We'll be here for 5 weeks, and we're taking a week off.
Now, what do you all do about shopping for people to co-host for you, to sit in, fill in for you when you go?
That's up to the network. They decide. They make those decisions. That's,
you don't have any input in there?
That's about six pay grades above me, dude.
Man, they don't follow the same format or the same idea.
Well, no. I hate to say, I don't mean to come across as arrogant, but there's only one Mike Malloy. You know that. There's only one Alvin. Right?
That's true, Mike.
There you go.
I wish they would at least try to just follow in your footsteps.
Nah.
A little bit,
can't nobody do what I do.
Hey, what I did, I stopped listening to the live feeds and just started going to the archives.
That's right. There you go. You can do that if you want to, but can't nobody do what I do.
That's true. That is true, Mike.
Alvin, did you give Kathy your address?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. We're finished.
I'm glad you're back.
We're finished, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are back.
Hey, I'm glad we're back, too. Thanks, Alvin.
Okay.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Who was the other winner? Nancy in Tennessee. Okay, so we got our two winners. All right. Now, you folks who won in this first hour, that was an easy question. Of course, in looking at the other two, they're pretty easy, too. But we'll do another one at half past the next hour, and then the third, the next set at half past the hour after that. Okay. We didn't exactly get a swamp of phone calls in here, did we? Oh, we did? I was paying attention. I was talking to Brother Sky Blue. And when you're talking to Brother Sky Blue, you can't notice a whole lot else of what's going on, except Brother Sky Blue. Man. Neil is calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Neil, that's your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mike. And I also want to thank you for helping wean me off of television.
Well,
I've been trying to put away my TV for years.
Oh, man, it took me a long time. I used to be an absolute news junkie. I just had to watch what passed for news until I can't do it anymore. Thank God I have a producer who does it for me. Now, I get lots of news, but I get it off the Internet.
Yeah, me too. By the flash.
There you go.
That's where my browser loads up to.
There you go.
I just wanted to pass along an experience I had a short time ago with my Mormon family.
You have a Mormon family.
I was raised a Mormon, yes.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Everybody's got to be something. We have a lot of people who listen to this program who are raised Catholic.
Yeah.
Arguably, that's worse. But anyway, go ahead.
I was able to get through to these people, Mike.
You were able?
Yes, sir.
How'd you do that?
I really wanted to. Well, first off, I have cancer.
I'm sorry.
And I'm fighting it with alternative means and being fairly successful at it.
Well, good. That's good.
So my cousin, who was running the show, which was a Mormon church house, by the way,
right,
asked me to come up and tell the people what I was doing and for my alternative stuff and so on.
Right.
So I explained that all, and then I went over and sat down. And Alan got up and started talking about NCI, National Cancer Institute.
Yeah.
Which set off an alarm bell in my head, and I kind of sidled over next to him and stood there. And when he got down, he said, "Oh, it looks like Neil got something else to say." I said, "Yes."
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the National Cancer Institute. Well, in my opinion, along with the Food and Drug Administration and the American Cancer Society, they're comprised of three biggest impediments to finding a cure for cancer.
Oh, you can make a strong argument that way. They're in the cancer business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I said, and over the whole thing pulling the strings are the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told them that if a person goes into a doctor with an illness, any illness, he will look in a book and find out what the standard of care for that illness is.
Right.
And if the doctor happens to be taken into court for a malpractice suit, one of the first questions he'll be asked is, did you follow the standard of care?
Right.
If the answer is anything but yes, guilty is charged.
Right.
Okay. Then I asked him how many knew where the standard of care was found, and no one knew. I said, well, it's called the physician's desk reference, also known as the PDR.
Good old PDR, right.
And the PDR lays out the standard of care for every illness there is.
Yeah.
And what the doctor prescribed will probably depend on who was the last pharmaceutical company salesman in his office.
There you go.
And that...
Hey, let me put you on hold. We got a break, and we'll finish this up when we come back. All right? Can you hold on for a second?
You.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. We're talking with Neil from Albuquerque. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Five before the hour, we're talking with Neil, recovering Mormon from Albuquerque, New Mexico. All right, so you're dealing with cancer. You went to church at your brother's invitation to talk about alternative medicine, and now we're into the PDR. All right, where are we going next, Neil?
Yeah, we got into the PDR, and at that point, I asked them, does anyone here know who writes the PDR?
Right.
And one of my cousins hollered up, yeah, the pharmaceutical company.
There you go.
I told him that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you can see that they've got you every way possible.
That's a scary book, the PDR, by the way.
Yes, I know it is.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of you.
I went on and I said, does anyone here know how much money it costs to get a treatment approved by the FDA?
Yeah.
Somebody hollered out, it takes a long time. Yes, it does take a long time. I said it costs approximately $500 million on the average to get a treatment approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let us say someone discovered an herbal cure for cancer and tried to use it.
Well,
what is his reward? He's thrown in prison.
Right, there's no money in it.
Right, there's no money. You can't patent an herb. And
there's money in cancer, Neil! A lot of money!
But at that point, Mike, I saw light bulbs lighting above heads all over the room.
Sure. Sure.
They looked in people's eyes and they got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. And this is all part of your recovery from being a Mormon. Now, you haven't given up the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints completely, have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a
since they did not come out against the Vietnam War and, in fact, supported it.
Oh, my God. Well, you've been out of the church for a I feel the same way about the Baptists. You know,
I'm in my 60s now.
Yeah?
And I'm not going to change.
Well, good for you.
But, you know, I also told them, you know, this is only one area of the government. They all work the same way.
Don't they? Don't you just want to just pimp slap somebody once in a while? Don't you? Bap, 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 bap.
Spending all my time angry is not helping my cancer at all.
Well, that's true. But sometimes anger is a very righteous emotion. It's cleansing. Anger can be cleansing. Just don't forget.
A wise man once told me, Mike, never fear to hate the odious.
There you go. There you
go. All right.
Hey, Neil, thanks for checking in, pal. Hope you're going to call again.
You bet. Thanks for listening, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice weekend. Is it time to go yet? It's not time to go? I mean, for this hour? No? Here we come. All right. Coming up next hour. Two more decks of Chicken Hawk cards. I love these cards. Check them out. You can take a look. Go to chickenhawkcards.com and see what we're giving away here. We have two more decks to give you in about half an hour. So stick around. All right? We have miles to go before we sleep. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. About 35 bodies have been recovered and more are expected to be found following a suicide blast at a Russian military hospital. Eyewitnesses to the explosion said the blast was caused by a man who drove a truck into the hospital complex. Interfax has quoted one official as saying 150 people were in the hospital at the time of the blast, including 100 patients. Today's explosion took place in a Russian region bordering Chechnya. A spokesman for Russia's emergencies ministry says the building is still burning and that it's impossible to approach it.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Some 78,000 Verizon communication workers from Maine to Florida are threatening to strike this weekend if they don't get a new contract deal by 12:01 a.m. Sunday. This contentious and very public labor dispute centers around job security and benefits.
A lot of people worked a long time in this company and, you know, worked for peanuts to keep their benefits and to keep their job security. And now they want to take these things back.
Dan Ellis with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says morale is at an all-time low and a strike is a last resort. Verizon is proposing layoffs and cutbacks to health coverage. It says the moves are necessary after it lost millions of traditional landline phone customers in recent years to alternatives like wireless and cable TV. Union leaders say the company is just being greedy. If service technicians, operators, and call center personnel walk off the job, the strike is likely to last weeks. Verizon says customers shouldn't feel any short-term effect with the use of automation and managers to run its network. Talks are ongoing in a Washington, D.C. hotel monitored by a federal mediator. The last Verizon worker strike in 2000 lasted 18 days. The 5th International Congress on Dental Ethics makes its way to the U.S. for the first time this weekend. Creighton University is hosting various oral health professionals and policymakers from around the world. Creighton Dentistry Associate Professor Yas Wele says this year's conference centers on the availability of health care.
This year's Congress is specifically focused on rights, access, and justice in oral health care.
Wele says the availability of oral health care is 2.5 times worse than that of physical health care. The conference began yesterday with a keynote address about the state of oral health care in the U.S. from the 16th Surgeon General, Dr. David Satcher. Other topics include justice for underserved populations, patients' rights, forensic dentistry, and education.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Leaders of the U.S. Episcopal Church are moving forward on a very divisive issue. After much debate, they have cast their votes on approving the church's first openly gay bishop. Although today's vote count wasn't made public, it's widely expected to be in favor of elevating bishop-elect Eugene Robinson to the post. Church conservatives have been openly opposed to the move, saying it could shatter unity among the world's 77 million Anglicans. In addition to tackling the Robinson issue, the full convention will also vote this weekend on whether the U.S. clergy should be allowed to bless same-sex unions. Episcopal leaders are gathered at the church's triennial convention in Minneapolis. With some investors concerned the economy is not rebounding as much as previously thought, stocks fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 80 points to 91.54. The S&P 500 slid 10 points to 980. And the NASDAQ was down 19 points to 1716. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Joe is calling from Cypress Springs, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm a little bit surprised getting on this quick.
You are? Well, this is Friday night. We always have lots of open lines on Friday night because people are out having fun.
Oh, okay.
Unlike you and I, who are sitting here jabbering on this radio program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess the media's done. I guess Bush is a little high. They done forgot about it, hasn't they?
Well, you heard the latest now. He's blaming the media's war talk for screwing up the economy.
I heard you say it earlier than that. I ain't seen a whole lot of news today, and I ain't been on the internet much.
Right.
I did. Did a little channel surfing. I think it was either now before last or I don't know, every once in a while I just had to check to see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it was on MSNBC they was talking about. Well, I caught a little bit of the whole Matthews.
Yeah.
Rick Matthews, and he was talking about how the presidential Democrats. Presidential candidates could not beat Bush.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have an economical plan. And then another show later on, they was talking about the same thing.
They were talking about...
And some other dumb story. I can't remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
But it's unbelievable that... I was listening to you last night. Internet connection not too good. I get a little bit of it, then I lose you, then I.
Oh man!
But I'm outraged, just like you about this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know
everything that's happening, and
you know what I heard? I heard tonight here in the studio. We've got two TV monitors. We're flipping through, just checking to see what's going on, and it looks like the only Democrat, I heard somebody say this, the only Democrat who can beat Bush is Al Gore. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't.
What do you think of the idea of Al Gore kind of laying in the weeds, watching, waiting for a draft Al Gore movement, and then come convention time next summer, he's going to jump up. Now, what do you think of that idea? You know, we had 8 years of Al Gore as vice president. He won the last election. He is not a liberal. He's a DLC Democrat. He's not a Howard. Well, Howard Dean's not a liberal either, but he's not a Dennis Kucinich.
No.
And the argument is the only person who could whip George Bush's ass again is Al Gore.
I've heard that. But you know why? This is the reason why they say. This is what they're saying on the TV.
Yeah.
The reason why that a Democrat can't beat George Bush is because they ain't got an economical plan. I mean, somebody in second grade come up with something better than what.
Well, when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. When you whoa, that's pretty funny. When you watch network or Alphabet Soup News, you know what happens, Joe. They say stuff like that, and
I couldn't believe they saying that.
It just makes me crazy. All right, Joe. I hope you're going to have a good weekend, pal.
All right.
Hey, one last thing. How far is Cypress Springs from Crawfordville?
Crawfordville.
That's where Prairie.
Super long way.
Oh, is it?
Playing,
oh, I thought maybe you might drive on over and say hi to George.
Yeah.
Well, not going to happen, huh?
Not going to happen.
Joe, thanks for checking in.
All right.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I like hearing from Joe. Joe cracks me up. Joe's my man. Joe's my main man. Joe is my man. Every time Joe calls, I feel like we should have subtitles on the program so folks who don't speak West Texan can understand what Joe's saying. Bless your heart, Joe. I love old Joe. Paul is calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Paul, this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, welcome. You're right. Maybe we should have subtitles that right. You all understand. But he seemed like a nice guy.
I love old Joe. Joe is my main man. Joe has been to hell and made it back. Trust me on that one.
Cool. Well, anyway, the past few days I've been listening and reading about the Verizon Wireless strike coming up on Sunday. And I'm not a member of the union, but I'm extremely pro-union. And I had a little bit of an epiphany during the last break. I'm a Verizon Wireless customer,
right.
And I'm calling you on a Verizon Wireless phone. And I just want to say that, you know, I love Verizon. Anytime I have a customer service problem, they take care of it.
Yeah.
What I suggest is that if the call centers really are part of the union, anybody who's a Verizon Wireless customer should call tonight and give them some support and say, hey, I'm calling you, you know what, just on the fly, just to tell you that, you know, if you go on strike, I'm a Verizon Wireless customer and I'm certainly going to support you.
That's a good idea.
So I'm going to do that right after this.
That's a good idea. What's going on in Asheville, North Carolina tonight?
Oh, let's see. Asheville is the secret center of the whole universe.
Did that big machine come out yet, the one that rolls up the sidewalks at 9 o'clock?
No, not yet. That big machine. Okay, not that.
No, I love Asheville. We were just in Asheville not more than a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious. We came up to Asheville from Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
And it's a great town. I have friends that live there. I like Asheville, except you folks have about as much pollution in the air as we do here in Atlanta.
Yeah, that is kind of sad. But
it is indeed.
I moved here because there are so many progressives and real thinking people here.
Yeah.
We had more people arrested here on the eve of when George W. Bush invaded Iraq. We had more people arrested here in Asheville than they arrested in New York because there were so many activists just took to the streets.
Right.
And I feel more patriotism toward my city right now than I do toward this country.
Well, part of that too is probably because, you know, Asheville is in North Carolina. North Carolina is in the South. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you piss off one of these Southern police officers or sheriffs or state troopers, it's not quite the same as getting on the wrong side of, you know, some cop from Brooklyn who's probably a Democrat anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, get this, okay? There's this center of town, you know, like how corporate America buys up all the public space.
Right.
Well, there's one part of town where they really haven't closed down yet. It's called Pack Square.
Oh, yeah.
It's located right smack dab in the middle. It's got
yep.
a Vance Monument there. And during the protest, the city, well, not the city council, some bureaucrat within the Parks and Recreation posted a sign that says, from this point on, if there are more than 21 people who meet at Pack Square, you need a permit. So, I mean, I went to city council meetings and just, you know, I get so freaking mad. Okay.
I know. It's bad. It's bad. And the thing about the area of Asheville you're talking about, those are narrow streets and they're also very hilly.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you get downtown, you get 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 people downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Man, I don't know. There are too many little nooks and crannies and alleys and stuff to jump back in and
exactly.
raise some hell.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why there are so, I mean, I don't know. The best way I can describe Asheville, I mean, once you there's like a vibe here. It's if you've ever watched Northern Exposure, right? It's I swear, Mike. I mean, there are alleys that just open up and close.
Right.
And you don't see it ever again. And there are people that you meet that you just can't even believe they exist in the same time frame.
I know.
You know.
I mean, just I know. Right.
Explain how weird it is. And yes, the air is really polluted, but I mean, at the same time. A lot of cool stuff is going on down here. A lot of really powerful vibes. And I think that 100 years from now, when they look back, they're going to say, you know, this city, Asheville, is where the revolution started.
Yeah.
Because so many, you know, like, progressives are meeting here, having meetings, you know, and just so inspiring.
Yeah, I love Asheville. It's a strange city, though, like you say. You've seen the movie Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, it was shot in Lumberton, North Carolina.
Oh.
You're in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an atmosphere in Asheville, parts of Asheville, that remind me of that movie Blue Velvet. Now, I don't know what I mean by that, because that was a David Lynch film, and David Lynch is clinically insane. Not to mention he's also a great yoga practitioner, and he meditates a lot, but he's also clinically insane, and I think. And Lumberton, North Carolina, which is... It wasn't named Lumberton because of the lumber. It was named Lumberton because of the Lumbee Indians that were moved out so that the white people could move in. But Asheville reminds me of scenes from that movie Blue Velvet, shot just a little bit east of you in Lumberton, North Carolina. I don't know why I'm bugging you with all this and boring you, but I just thought I would toss that in. You can toss it right back out. Paul, I'm glad you found the program. Tell your friends, all right?
I will. I already tell my friends about you. I told them about you and Tom Hartman.
Yeah. Tell them about Tom too. Tom is much more gentle than I am.
Oh yeah.
I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
All right, sir. Have a good weekend. Yeah. Peter Werby was calm, but Hartman is just mellow. You know. Yeah, he's what does he call it, the radical middle? Yeah, he's very mellow. Peter was calm. I just get crazy. You know, just totally whacked out crazy. Too many drugs, too many years, too much talk radio. That's pretty much what it is. What else we got here? The other day when the Bush crime family spokesperson was out there talking about who was it? The Office of Homeland Security. Who's that beady-eyed dude that looks like the lost son of J. Edgar Hoover, Tom Ridge, talking about threats to September 11th-style attacks? They included, who did they include? They included Australia, that it might be a target. Australia, the U.S., Britain, and Italy as possible suicide airline assaults by the Al-Qaeda network. Well, the Australians got very pissed off. He just got the Australian Attorney General, according to MSNBC, is this MSNBC.com? Yeah, MSNBC.com is reporting this. The Australian Attorney General said that the U.S. warnings that Australia could be a target was, quote, not an accurate reflection of the intelligence, close quote. Okay? So once again, the Bush... Now, what did the Bush crime family do? Well, today, the newspaper in Australia has this headline, U.S. backflips over Australia terror warning. They took it back. They took it all back. The Office of Homeland Security in the U.S. says it will change the advisory issued earlier this week and downgrade the threat to Australia. Huh? Can these sons of bitches get anything right? Ooh, I said the SOB word again, didn't I? Oh, my. Oh, my.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Here's a belated salute to the good people of Stevens County, Washington. Last year, a bunch of the wealthier landlords in this largely low-income area popped up with a referendum to eliminate the 9 libraries that are part of the county's rural library district. The instigators, many of them part of anti-tax organizations, claimed that citizens were being overtaxed. But the real issue was not taxes, but the very idea of public service. For example, Hank Radesky, a rancher and staunch opponent of the library district, grumped that, as a matter of principle, there should not be public libraries. I don't depend on anyone else to educate me. If I want a book, I go buy it. And Dave Sittler, a prominent landlord and realtor, growled that the taxes he was assessed are, quote, wasted on something we don't need. We? Ask Leland Reich about that. He has 6 kids and says, I can't imagine what we'd do without the library. They've got everything we need here, and if they don't, they'll get it for us. Or ask Terry Charbonneau, who owns the Onion Creek General Store and gladly houses one of the district's libraries there in her store. This is something that helps our whole community. She notes that lots of folks in the area don't have computers and can't afford to buy literature, even from discount booksellers. It's special that they can come in here and get books, she says. Or ask Regan Robinson, director of the library system, who says of the anti-taxers, I'd like to see them face the women I see with 3 kids and a stack of books and tell them they can't have a library anymore. This is Jim Hightower saying, it turns out that there are a lot more library supporters than tax grumps in Stevens County. Last November, the people there voted 2-1 to keep their libraries going. As one resident put it, we stood up for the common good. Way to go, Stevens County! To get more information on how to support your library, call the American Library Association, 1-800-545-2433.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, coming up in just 6 or 7 minutes, we'll have question two in the trivia tonight. So, first two correct answers. Question one was just too tough, wasn't it? Question two, first two correct answers, you'll get a free deck of Chicken Hawk cards. Republican Chicken Hawks of America, put out by chickenhawkcards.com. Check them out on the internet. And we're giving away two decks at half past the hour, and then two decks at half past the next hour. Jim is calling from Chattanooga. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bud?
Doing fine, sir.
Oh, good. I was listening to your program earlier, and some of the comments you made about the possibility of Al Gore, last minute.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I've heard some comments about that possibility around here lately. The strange thing is they've all been from Republicans. I wonder
really?
if they're maybe not running a little scared. A guy that I know that I used to work with, I saw him the other day downtown, and he said, "Hey, have you heard what's going on?" I said, "No." He says, "Al Gore's thinking about getting back in the race." And I said, "Would you hear that?" And he didn't really tell me where he heard it. He just kind of went around about. But, you know, I thought, well, maybe they're just trying to start rumors or something like that. But, I mean, I have heard it. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I wonder, you know, if he got back in the race, I think we probably need another Southerner, maybe somebody like Graham from Florida, because if a Democrat wins, he's just about going to have to carry Florida.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I think Gore learned, I don't know what he learned, but he learned something. I don't think he would pick Lieberman again.
No, I don't either.
I think Lieberman was thrust upon him. Lieberman, of course, is running, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, out of a field of nine, Gore would reach out and pick somebody. I just wonder if this is going to happen. Wouldn't it be ironic for Al Gore to win a second time over George Bush? And I think he would. I think people have had, I'm starting to feel this way. People have had just damn well about enough of George Bush. His handling of this country cost the lives of 3,000 people in this country on our soil. He's gotten us into two wars, one of which is an unmitigated disaster. That's Iraq. The other one is an unmitigated joke because we are now dealing with the Taliban to try to get them to restore order. He's destroyed the economy. He's pushed more people close to the brink of, if not poverty, certainly losing whatever assets they build up during the Clinton years, Clinton-Gore years. And I think people may be getting to the point where they're starting to come out of the ether that this guy is a trickster. This guy is just a Class A SOB, and he needs to be gotten rid of legally and peacefully. Do you think that's a possibility?
Oh, I do, and I tell you, especially here in Chattanooga, I mean, you think there's some conservatives down in Atlanta. Chattanooga is the breeding ground for millions and millions and millions somehow or the other of conservatives, but even in this conservative stronghold, there are people that I've known, you know, that have been very conservative in the past and everything, that are beginning to talk about, you know, when are we coming home from Iraq and what's going on with the economy. One thing that concerns me, though, is this voting machine thing.
Well, that's the fly in the ointment. That's the huge what if. Yeah. I don't trust these bastards as far as I can throw the bridge over the Tennessee River.
Me neither. Mike, do you know if the states that are going to have the voting machines, those like they had in Georgia last year, you know, that defeated Barnes and Cleland,
right.
Are most states going to allow people who refuse to vote on those machines to have paper ballots? You know,
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because I'm trying to, here in Chattanooga, I've sent some emails off lately to people here. I don't know if we're going to use those or not. We're still using paper ballots and have been for years.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, let me put you on hold a second. I'll come back. We got to do a quick break here, and we'll finish up when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The U.S. government runs the only crime lab in the world that's devoted to wildlife. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Two of the most common crimes that involve wildlife are poaching and smuggling. For a long time, government agents could convict the perpetrators only by catching them in the act. But today, they can enforce the law using evidence the criminals leave behind. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service operates a forensic lab that focuses exclusively on wildlife. It's based in Ashland, Oregon, and it's run by Ken Goddard, a former police detective.
We do the same thing as a police crime lab does. We identify evidence. And we attempt, in a triangular fashion, to link the suspect, the victim, and the crime scene together with physical evidence. The only real difference is our victim happens to be an animal.
Goddard says the work involves national and international law. A big job these days has to do with caviar. The international trade in sturgeon eggs is regulated to protect species of sturgeon around the world, but people still try to smuggle caviar, and Goddard's lab examines the evidence when they're caught.
We had to come up with ways of distinguishing the 27 different species of sturgeon, and we're using mitochondrial DNA, which works very well. It just takes a lot of time to do it. We have robotic systems. We have automated DNA sequencers, but there's still an awful lot of people work involved.
Goddard says this kind of work helps enforce wildlife laws, but he says we should not expect cops and lab technicians to resolve the big issues in conservation.
The thing I'd really want the public to understand, at least from my perspective, is that law enforcement does not resolve issues, especially wildlife issues. You know, the best we can do in law enforcement is to keep things from getting worse.
That's Ken Goddard, a forensic expert with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
He is so stupid. Oh my God, he's stupid. Play that again. Can you cue that up before we come back to Jim? I just want to hear that again. Play that again.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Oh, Jesus, God. Is there anybody stupider than that on the planet, Jim?
I don't think so, Mike.
Oh, really, my God.
Yeah.
All right, back to Al Gore and the conservative hotbed that is Chattanooga. Is that where we were? Where did we leave off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that and then about the voting machines.
Oh, the voting machines. I'm sorry.
One thing I think will happen, Mike, is I think this, you know, this whole farce that's going to be called democratic elections in Iraq.
Yeah.
I think we'll see that happen sometime around the election next year.
Right.
You know, they'll
just kind of smokescreen this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
And it'll be something that people, especially folks up this way, will be going, "Yay! Look, we're having democratic elections in Iraq," and somehow the other. I guess the Bush camp's going to think that'll translate into vote. They'll do anything to get elected.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody on this program the other night mentioned that Paul Bremer, the proconsul in Iraq, had said, "Well, you know, we should be able to have the elections within a year over here in Iraq." Boy, is that guy a greaseball, isn't he?
I mean,
you talk about some slimy. He reminds me of Poindexter. So you may be onto something there. Just have the Iraqi elections same time as they're having the American elections, and
absolutely,
we'll all be fascinated. Hey, look, we got democracy in Iraq. Of course, here at home we have fascism. Oh God, I don't know where we are. I really don't. Jim, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. All right, time once again for... do we have trivia music? We don't have any music, do we?
Sorry.
Okay, we should have, you know, we should have trivia question music. But we don't. All right, here's the deal. Chickenhawkcards.com sent us a whole box of the decks of these cards, of which we're keeping three. One for us, two that I'm going to send to some friends who desperately need these. But we have six more to give away. We've already given away two. We're going to give away two more. All right? Here's the way it works. I'll give you the trivia question. These are really tough. And the first two correct answers, Kathy will take your pertinent information with your mailing address. And we'll send them to you Monday. All right? Send you a deck of cards Monday. You can check them out at chickenhawkcards.com. All right? Here is question number two. According to the Financial Times of London and the United Nations, what U.S. company sold the most oil production technology and equipment to Saddam Hussein? Let me repeat it. According to the Financial Times of London and the United Nations, what U.S. company sold the most oil production technology and equipment to Saddam Hussein? Now, this is the part where we should play the music, but we don't have any. All right. No, that doesn't work. Do, 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 do. You better come up with the answers quick, because do 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 boom boom. All right, do we have winners? We do. We got our winner. You've got one or two winners.
I got two.
You got two. All right. Who do you want me to talk to here? All right, William. In North Carolina. Is this William, our North Carolina bureau chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah. I
felt dumb on the first question. I didn't get it.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. When you said it, I go, uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Let me do it again. According to the Financial Times of London, United Nations, what U.S. company sold the most oil production technology and equipment to Saddam Hussein?
Halliburton.
That's it.
Yes,
and
sir.
For an extra 10 points, who was the CEO at the time? Well, you know.
Oh, Daddy Bush.
Dick Cheney.
Oh, Dick Cheney. That's right. One of the two.
Hello, William.
So I have to give up my card. So.
No. We want you to have it. Did Kathy get your address yet?
Not yet.
All right. All right. We'll put you back on hold. All right.
Could I add one comment?
Yes, you certainly can.
If we listen to anything Republicans put out and not make our own decisions, I think that's what happened to Gore. He listened too much of what they were telling him he should or shouldn't do, or what he was or wasn't, instead of just doing his thing.
Right.
And they're just throwing that crap out there. And I think if Gore even thought about running, it would split everybody. I think there's enough people, myself included, that if he wanted to, he didn't take it the first time around and didn't stand his ground, we need a leader.
So you wouldn't, you're a Democrat that would not go for an Al Gore?
You betcha. Ah. I'd take Kucinich or Dean or Graham, any of them. Before Gore, but then I'd take Gore over Lieberman. So
okay, well, the $64 question: if it got down to Gore or Bush, what are you going to do?
Oh, you go Gore.
Oh, okay.
I mean that. but I think unfortunately.
So you want your voice heard during the primaries?
You bet.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, I agree. If it does get to Gore Bush, I guess I'm going to make some of my liberal Democratic friends mad. But I'll tell you what, after seeing the damage and destruction that this Bush crime family does, I'll have to vote for Gore.
Oh, have to.
And there's no question.
Hope Dean and Kucinich or Dean and Graham or Kucinich Graham, one of combination thereof, go third party, and that'll be my choice.
That would be interesting.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah,
because we need. I don't trust either of the major parties. I think they're all in bed together. But what these Republicans have done to this country, every time they get their hands on any kind of power at all, is phenomenal.
It's just astonishing what the destruction that they can do
in such a short amount of time. It's
incredible.
Boy,
is that the truth. William, thanks for checking in. I'm going to put you on hold. Kathy will pick up and get the information and make sure you get this deck of cards.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Oh, thanks
for checking in. Who was the other winner?
Paul in Asheville, North Carolina.
The Paul that had called in, and we good for you, Paul. All right. We got our two winners for this hour. See, these are really tough questions, all right? Let me look at the one coming up next hour. Oh God, this is an easy one too, but that's cool. All right, where are we? Jeff is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Just kidding.
You're just kidding. All right.
Yeah. You know, it's a little late, but you were talking about electronic voting machines.
Right, right.
And I'm a reporter. I did a story on that, and I found out some things. There is a piece of legislation out there proposed by a representative in New Jersey named Rush Holt, and he is demanding that,
Did you write that story? I saw the story. It's a paper trail. He wants paper ballots to back everything up?
Yeah, it was a radio story.
Oh, okay.
Actually. But the other thing I found out was within the Help America Vote Act, 2002.
Help America Vote Act?
Yeah, that was passed 2002 after the Florida 2000 debacle.
Right.
And what that mandates is that every state has to centralize their voter registration rolls.
Uh-huh.
Just like, so each state, each secretary of state, each partisan secretary of state will have control of the entire voter registration database of their state.
Well, that's reassuring.
Right, that's what happened in Florida. That's what Greg Palast kind of uncovered.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So, that's a problem, and of course, the electronic voting machine.
Mm-hmm. We might be facing then just a very solid brick wall, and we're approaching it to roughly 55 miles an hour right now. Come next presidential election, we'll be doing 85 miles an hour, right? That's a fair conclusion to draw.
It is. Well, there was a very small silver lining here, and there's like a group of like they're very informed computer scientists and writers and activists in California, and a couple of them they're on it. You know, and California is going through the transition right now to electronic voting machines, county by county, and they're sort of doing like this patchwork. Each county is opting with a different electronic machine company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some will go with the SNS, some will go with Diebold, some will go with Sequoia. And what I've been told by critics is that that's the best way to go as far as, like, you have this patchwork county by county. It's a lot more difficult to hack into that as opposed to, like, states like Nebraska and Georgia, which went with one.
We went with the real bad guys, the Diebold voting machines, and look what happened. Max Cleland, our senior senator, was defeated
by a sleazeball punk chicken hawk who wants everybody else's kid to go to war, but not him or his. And that was for Senate. And for governor, a dude named Sonny Perdue who said, look, I'll tell you what, y'all vote for me and we'll get the Confederate flag back up our on the state flag. And I'd be damned if people didn't, according to Black Box, or according to the results of the election, these two morons defeated an extremely popular a Democratic governor and extremely popular Democratic senator who happened to leave three of his limbs in Vietnam. So nobody, you know, nobody really pursued it. Nobody really, except Greg Palast and what's her name at blackboxvoting.com?
Beth Harris.
Yeah, Beth Harris.
Yeah, she's great. She's coming out with a book.
Right.
A similar thing happened in Nebraska with Chuck Hagel.
Oh, yeah. Well, he owns a company that makes machines.
Yes, and that, election system and software.
Oh,
I know. Well, he claims that he's, you know, not, you know, involved,
yeah.
But he does. Have like shares in the company. Here's what really got me was the like Charlie Matulka. It was a Democrat who ran against him in the Senate race in 2002, and Matulka said that Chuck Hagel won this all black area that he didn't even campaign in. He got all their votes.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, oh my God, you know.
I know.
So the problem is, some of this here, some of these machines, there are modems that can be remotely accessed, and that's what these computer scientists are like really upset about. there's this guy named David Dill in California,
mm-hmm.
who has done a terrific job in getting, you know, building awareness. And one of the things he did was get this petition signed by all these computer scientists who have, like, looked at the software. By the way, there was a story in the New York Times last week about the FTP, the Diebold FTP software patch. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, I am.
Well, they had downloaded that software patch in this, like, brief window, these computer scientists, and they analyzed the software, and they found just, you know, significant security flaws.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So, yeah, we're in trouble, but what David Dill and some other activists are doing, also people in the California Voter Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Are demanding, you know, that there would be a voter verified paper trail.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going slow.
Well, I hope that sort of thing is agreed to by various legitimate attorneys general around the country. That would be anyone who is not a Republican. Republicans, conservatives, are part of the party of mass murderers. They have no morality, no ethical sense. They are totally amoral. They're in this for power and power alone. I don't know what it's going to take. It may take open revolution. Do you know how to fire a rifle, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay, good. Because it may come down to that. Jeff, thanks for checking in, pal.
Sure thing.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Oh, and as we always do on Friday, do we always do this on Friday? Any Republican or conservative who's lurking and listens to the program, I'm not talking about what's his name? Who's the one guy that calls here? What's his name? David? Yeah, David, the guy. Yeah, he claims to be a trucker. He actually works at a Burger King in somewhere in North Carolina. Right?
Hi, Mike. This is David from the Pop Lung Fringes of the Flying Monkey Ride. How are you?
That's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy. Anyway, for any of you right-wing lurkers who listen to this program and just wet your pants because you want to call in but you're terrified to do it, on Friday nights, we kind of lighten up a little bit on you. So if you want to take a chance tonight, go put on a dry nappy. And give us a call. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be scared. I know it's not the Rush show. It's not Sean. Hi, Rush. Mega dittos from East Elbow, Arkansas. So if you are a right-winger, and there are just so many of you who lurk and listen to this program, right? We know. We've got your number. We know. If you'd like to call in tonight, I promised I'll be gentle with you. Up to a point, and when we reach that point, then I'll just whip your ass. But you know, if you want to call in, oh yeah, right. David Kelly, this is from the Guardian. That's the government scientist in the UK at the center of the row between the British Prime Minister's spin machine in the BBC. You know, he committed suicide, opened up a vein in his wrist. Yeah, that'll kill you every time, right? An article in The Guardian today, David Kelly was suffering from coronary artery disease at the time of his death. That's according to the person investigating the circumstances of this apparent suicide. Now, what that has to do with his suicide is kind of a puzzle. The heart disease may have hastened his death, but it didn't cause it. See, it was an open vein that they're saying caused it. Now, anybody who's worked in emergency medicine will, I think, agree that if you open a vein in your wrist, chances are you're not going to die. You may bleed a lot, and unless you're on, you know, unless you've taken a bottle of aspirin, you know, to the point where your blood is like water, eventually it's going to coagulate. It's not an efficient way to kill yourself, open a vein. Well, there was something else found on the corpus of Dr. Kelly, along with the open vein in his wrist. I'll tell you what it was in just a second. Stay with us.
Palm Beach saying why did I have to make my ballad a butterfly? I mean, I eat dinner by 4 and yogurt by 10, and there ain't no way that I voted for Buchanan. In case they get tangled in a Revo web, no need to sweat, W, you can count on Brother Jeff. Uh-oh, and we better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you're overseas, Seminole will fill it as long as you're down with the GOP and the WB.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817 for Washington Monthly.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy?
Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad? Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk.
Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tune in to IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome, one and all. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. All right, David Kelly, the government scientist who committed suicide, quote, quote, in the UK because he had the temerity to be at the heart of this argument as to whether or not the British government lied to the same extent that the Bush government lied. So he opened a vein in his wrist, sure he did, and killed himself. The post-mortem examination conducted by the pathologists in the UK found something interesting other than the slice on his wrist, and that is the doctor there described how four electrocardiogram pads were found on the dead Dr. Kelly's chest, two on the upper torso and two in the lower chest area. Dr. Kelly had also taken off his watch and glasses before his death in the woods in Oxfordshire. 2 weeks ago, it was revealed. Yada, 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 yada. But Peter Sinclair emailed me and quoted something from The Guardian that said, quote, heart experts today said it was unusual for someone to wear electrode pads for someone to wear electrode pads while walking. This follows the revelations that David Kelly had four of the special monitors on his chest when his body was found in an Oxfordshire wood. And Peter writes, as a former longtime paramedic and ICU nurse, I can tell you it would be indeed unusual, even for someone with a heart condition, to be walking around with electrodes stuck to one's body. They're clammy, gooey, gummy, and uncomfortable. Doesn't prove a thing, of course, but why would a guy that was going to kill himself be checking his heart? Oh, my God. Killed himself. So the postmortem found these patches. Now, you would think, wouldn't you? You'd think that the MI5 or CIA people who killed this guy would have removed the pads that they used to jolt his heart into fibrillation and then into stopping. And when they finish, now I wonder if the pathologist is going to come to the conclusion that the blood flow began after Dr. Kelly's heart stopped. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Listening
to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
That Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. President Bush notes positive developments with North Korea. The North has agreed to multi-nation talks on its nuclear programs. North Korea had previously insisted on one-on-one talks with the U.S. After a cabinet meeting today, Bush repeated his demands that the North totally dismantle its nuclear programs. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said if North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program, then they stand to realize a lot of benefits from the international community. In his daily news briefing, McClellan quickly added that it's premature to speculate about that until the North ends nuclear pursuits. North Korea is part of President Bush's axis of evil in the global war against terrorism. Some Illinois state employees are taking the fight over Governor Rod Blagojevich's budget cuts to customers in line at the Secretary of State's office. Workers with the Service Employees Union are asking customers to back a petition drive to get their raises back. SEIU's Joe Reichert says Secretary of State Jesse White froze the 2% increases after Blagojevich cut $49 million from White's budget.
Petitions are to Governor Blagojevich, and they will also be sent to Jesse White. And we're letting the people of Illinois speak out and say that they're just, you know, they don't want our facilities closed, they don't want the services cut, that they want to go into their local Secretary of State facility to continue to do their transactions and their business in the facilities.
Spokesman Dave Drucker says White approved the petition drive as long as it doesn't disrupt business. Thousands of signatures have been gathered in the last week, and Reichert expects the forms to be on the governor's desk in 2 or 3 weeks. The union is also demanding the right to bargain over the wage freeze. White has threatened job cuts and the closing of several offices as a result of the governor's veto of White's budget.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Missouri Congressman Dick Gebhardt has picked up a key endorsement in his quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. He now has the backing of the Teamsters Union after a unanimous vote of their leadership. Gebhardt is the only presidential nominee with union support, which is considered critical for Democratic candidates. His strong pro-labor, anti-free trade record has also earned him the support of 9 smaller unions. The AFL-CIO hasn't endorsed candidates yet. They'll begin the screening process with a meeting next week in Chicago. The Teamsters' endorsement will provide some high-profile visibility for Gebhardt in key primary states. Union President James Hoffa will campaign with him in Detroit, Des Moines, Iowa, and Manchester, New Hampshire next week. The former House Democratic leader is one of 9 candidates vying for the party's presidential nomination.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Bond has been set at $100,000 for the Kansas woman charged with telling the family of a missing girl she was their long-lost daughter. After a hearing, Donna Walker's lawyer, Billy Rourke, says he isn't pleased with the outcome and isn't even sure his client even committed any crimes.
I haven't been convinced a crime has occurred. I think there's some tragedies have occurred and some very emotional circumstances have occurred, but whether that's a crime, that hasn't been determined yet.
A judge in Topeka, Kansas, set the bond and conditions for Donna Walker, saying Walker posed a possible flight risk, which justified the bond amount. Walker will return to court next week in Kansas. Her lawyer has suggested he will ask for a lower bond. On Wall Street, investor worries about the economy sent stocks downward. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 80 points to 91.54. The S&P 500 slid 10 points to 980. The NASDAQ was down 19 points and finished at 1716. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wow, what a brain! No, I'm not talking about the class valedictorian or the scarecrow after he reached Oz. This brain's inside your car. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Einstein's got nothing on your car's ECM or electronic control module. Like human brains, ECMs gather data from the environment and make adjustments to optimize performance. For example, this onboard computer adapts fuel delivery, seat positions, cabin temperature, braking, and emissions. It also alerts you to potential problems and notifies you for service. Like all brains, your ECM's sensitive to environmental abuse. So follow the scarecrow's lead. Take your ECM for scheduled service to the Oz, service center of your choice. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. In about 25 minutes, we'll give away the last 2 decks of Republican Chicken Hawks of America playing cards. You can check them out at chickenhawkcards.com. If you like. Before we go back to your phone calls, which we are coming to in just a second, Bush had some comments on the economy. Was this today, Kathy? Yeah. I guess this was asked, what, right after the cabinet meeting this morning, when he has his little moment where he'll answer one or two questions? Huh? This is the part where Rove whispers into his microphone in his office, Karl Rove, and it goes into the remote receiver in Bush's ear so that Bush has something to say. Now, you think I'm kidding? All right, here's the question from one of the crack White House reporters standing there. Mr. President, sir.
Well, let me back up. I want you to listen to the question. Please, listen to the question, then listen to the answer. And you can hear Karl Rove.
Mr. President, sir, are you surprised and can you explain why three huge tax cuts and 12 rate cuts by the Fed have not done more in creating jobs to this point? And, sir, do you think that we're in a jobless recovery?
Economic historians would say that the recession of 2001 was one of the more shallow recessions. Some would probably say, well, maybe you shouldn't have acted and let the recession go deeper, which would may have made for a more speedy recovery. Our attitude is that we're worried about people's lives. A deep recession would have meant more people would have been out of work. And we're confident that over time people will be able to find a job.
Could you hear Rove's voice back there? Huh? Now, Jonathan Alter, writing in Newsweek, the current issue of Newsweek, which is now dated, of course, points out that when Bush says this nation has got a deficit because we've been through a war, people might begin to wonder whether Bush is telling the truth, since Bush is a filthy liar. People might also wonder, for example, if the 13% state college tuition hike in Maryland, or the $1 billion state tax increase in Ohio, or the state Medicaid crisis that is now raging from coast to coast might have something to do with Bush's three tax cuts and his mismanagement and mishandling of this economy. You know, those questions might pop up a little bit, right? Maybe there's something about the eye-popping $455 billion budget deficit announced last week, the largest ever, that has something to do with the economy. You think? But God forbid he admits that his huge tax cuts are in any way relevant. Now, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. Are you guys getting bored? No, don't get bored. This is good stuff. According to the CBO, Bush's tax cuts have cost the Treasury three times as much as the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq combined, along with Reconstruction after September 11th and Homeland Security measures. All of that combined. His tax cuts have cost the Treasury three times as much as all of this other stuff that this lackadaisical, stupid man always pins the economy on. Well, you know, we're at war. We're at war. You know, we got attacked on September 11th. To take just one example that is relevant in school districts across the country. How about special education? Now, Jonathan Alter points out that Congress pledged it would pay for 40% of the cost of special ed. They've decided to cover 17% because of Bush's tax cuts. In California alone, where nearly half the budget goes to K-12 education, that's more than $1 billion that the state of California has been stiffed on. Oh, well, let's recall Gray Davis. Alter points this out. While some states have been mismanaged, most are simply contending with rapidly growing numbers of hurting people who need their services. Those services are now being slashed almost everywhere. 19 states, all of them facing sharply increasing demands, will have smaller budgets than last year, not just smaller budget increases. But telling a laid-off mother with three kids that she can't see a doctor is not going to be enough. Governors and state legislatures are taxing everything that moves. Even the most conservative states are doing so. Don't you love what Governor Bob Riley over in Alabama did? Huh? He's a devout Christian. Amen. He says raising taxes on the wealthy to help the poor is what the Bible compels. Think of that for a second. Governor Bob Riley. Jesus says, amen. God says, amen, to take care of the poor. Right? That's what the governor of Alabama is saying. He's had enough of apparently the so-called religious politicians who take Christ's commandments and turn them on their head. So the governor of Alabama is saying, look, it's in the Bible.
you freaks. You have got to take care of the poor. Help the poor. The taxes on the wealthy. Help the poor. It's in the Bible. It's there. Amen. Well, I wonder, you know, you can hear commercials now, even on this program, on this network, about the tax credits that are coming in the mail, $400 child tax credits. These tax credits are chump change, truth seekers, compared with all the new fee hikes and service cuts. They don't call them taxes anymore. They call them fees. Fees for this, fees for that. Do you think Americans are going to understand that we're paying more in state and local taxes because of the Bush crime family, more than this $400? We're doing it so the guy with the Jaguar putting up a McMansion down the block can pay less in federal taxes because he supports Bush. Do you think, you know, the payoff to the top 10% of wealth holders in this country, do you think us average, or we average working people, can get this in our heads? That the reason the states are going bankrupt, the reason the economy's in the crapper, is because Bush ruined it. Do you think people can get that? Can they make the connection that it was ruined so that the top 5-10% of wealth holders in this country can have even more? Do you think we'll ever get that? Do you think the average working stiff in this country is going to connect those 35 kids cramming their child's classroom to decisions made by the Bush crime family? Do you think that's possible? Do you think the old people that are losing Medicaid payments, Medicare payments, do you think the poor that are losing Medicaid, do you think the people who have emotional and mental problems that turn to Medicaid when they find out there's no money, do you think anybody is going to make the connection between that and the Bush crime family? You think? Jonathan Alter says Bush is a regular guy who doesn't care about regular people. Well, Bush, I disagree, Jonathan. Bush is no more of a regular guy. He's a dry drunk. He's a killer. He's a psychopath. He's stupid. This is not what? That's regular? A drug-abusing deserter who couldn't find his ass with both hands in a roadmap, who has destroyed the economy in Texas and now is destroying the economy in the United States? Jonathan, you call that a regular guy? George Bush pisses on regular guys. He hates them. Unless they go die for him and his crime family in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or Colombia or wherever the hell he wants to get his talons. Remember how Bush promised, when was it, last winter, that he was going to get rid of that loophole that allows U.S. companies with contracts on Homeland Security to incorporate in Bermuda to avoid taxes? Remember he said he was going to close that loophole? It's not closed. It's still there. Remember how Bush promised to expand national service opportunities for patriotic young Americans by 50%? Nope. Didn't happen. Uh-uh. No. Nope. Bush hasn't lifted a finger in the House for a measly $100 million to keep AmeriCorps from being slashed by 40%. You remember AmeriCorps? Another one of those crazy, wacky Bill Clinton ideas? Huh? Now it's being slashed 40%, which leaves kids untutored and after-school programs closing. Jesus. What is it? You know, seriously, what does it take? What the hell do we have to experience in this country? The average working stiff who said, well, you know, I support George Bush. He's fighting for freedom and democracy. In a pig's ass, he is. He's not fighting for anything except the special interests of people in his socioeconomic class. That's it. That's all of it. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? So now I want to play this for you one more time, now that I've put it in context for you. George Bush this morning. Mr. President, sir, are you surprised? And can you explain why 3 huge tax cuts and 12 interest rate cuts by the Fed have not done more in creating jobs at this point? Do you think we're in a jobless recovery?
economic historians would say that the recession of 2001 was one of the more shallow recessions. Some would probably say, well, maybe you shouldn't have acted and let the recession go deeper, which would may have made for a more speedy recovery. Is that we're worried about people's lives. The deep recession would have meant more people would have been out of work. And
lying bastard.
And we're confident that over time people will be able to find a job.
You lying thug. You lying punk. Hey, have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? I haven't? Oh, my God. And here it is, 20 past the hour in the third hour of the program. I really, really hate these people. Do you really need it? You got to keep on grinding just to try to keep it. You got no time for yourself. You got more for old Jim Beam. You're going crazy dreaming. Dream.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
But this year's tax increase, why it's the biggest in history. Round and around we go, where we stop, who knows? The American dream.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I've read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Come, fire bat.
Wheel
Rational, and
you
know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And it's
you hate me?
Ooh,
you hate me?
Why not
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Is that this plan makes sense. It makes sense from not only what sounds as a commonsensical perspective.
Oh, shut up. We need Mark Morford has another just astonishingly good column he writes for the Chronicle, and We need to do an Uncle Mike story hour, plagiarize some more material. This guy is good, man. This Mark Morford is good. He out Hunter Thompson's Hunter Thompson. I mean, the guy is so good. We might do that coming up here in a little while. Andy is calling from Santa Fe. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Yep. Getting mad.
Oh, yeah?
Is there really some idea that Al Gore would be an option in the next election?
Oh, it's just chatter right now. Who knows what goes on in Al Gore's mind? Who knows what goes on in his inner circle? He's categorically said he's not interested. The point is, the Democrats who cannot seem to get any traction, if you're a Howard Dean supporter, bless you. If you're a Kucinich supporter like I am, bless me.
Yeah.
But if the Democrats can't get any traction, and it looks like it's going to be four more years of Bush and then God knows what, Al Gore may jump in. Who knows?
Well, I guess I'd have to wonder what's going on in the minds of the Democrats or, you know, people. I mean, what's going on in their minds?
When you say Democrats, you mean rank and file like moi, or do you mean like in the Democratic leadership of the Democratic Party?
Well, I guess the former. I mean, as far as the idea of Al Gore, I think to myself, now, look, you know, in the last election here in New Mexico, it was obviously going to be close between Bush and Gore, and Nader was a factor. I was a Nader supporter the whole way, and I was going to vote for him, but I thought that, well, I better do my duty and investigate Al Gore a little bit more. So I went ahead and got his book, you know, that book, Earth in the Balance.
Right.
And I started reading it, and, you know, it was interesting, except, well, it was interesting the whole way through, I suppose, but I got to a point very early on in the book where he discussed the Bhopal chemical accident in India,
right,
and nary a mention of Union Carbide. No mention at all. And it was right there that I decided my vote was going solidly for Ralph Nader. And you know, the heck with Gore.
Okay,
I mean,
and that's right, and that's very justifiable.
You know?
And nobody should give you any argument on that. Let's advance the tape.
Okay.
What are you going to do in 2004 if it does get down to Gore and Bush?
I've got my answer right for you.
Okay.
You betcha.
Go ahead.
Well, I've come to believe that, let's just make it very simple and quick. Here we are at point A. The Republicans want to take us to point B. They're going to take us there as the crow flies. And the problem is that the Democrats are going to take us to point B, too. But they're going to take us there in a long, wavy, circuitous route that's going to be wildly painful. And so where I'm at, Mike, is that I'm just going to go ahead and vote for George Bush, because that's what it's going to take, obviously, for these people in this country to wake up. Well, I've had it.
Well, all right.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. I understand I understand what you're saying, probably to a greater degree than you think I.
I believe you understand.
Than you think I do. But Andy, that's not. I'm sorry. We've got a break here. When we come back, I'll address this. But that's not. Down that road lies your death, my death, the death of this country, the death of everything good that this country was put together for. And I'll elaborate when we come back. Andy, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your honesty. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
As Liberia's civil war rages in and around the capital city of Monrovia, population 1.3 million, the few aid workers who remain on the scene can do little more than hunker down. The UN pulled out its staff last week, abandoning more than 10,000 tons of food and supplies in the process. But non-governmental agencies like Doctors Without Borders and the Red Cross are still in country. They can't help much, though, as going outside is only safe during breaks in the shelling, and there aren't very many of those. So far, more than 500 people have been killed in the battle for Monrovia, although the aid workers fear the toll is much higher as organized medical care all but collapsed when the UN left.
Workers at Tower Automotive in Milwaukee, Wisconsin are poised for a strike. Contracts covering 7 unions at the auto parts maker expire today, and on Tuesday, the plant's largest union authorized a walkout by a nearly unanimous vote. Earlier this year, Tower managers announced plans to move the production of Ford Ranger truck frames to Ohio, leaving many to speculate about the future of their factory.
All the buildings used to be used. Now they got empty buildings, and that was just unheard of back in Milwaukee's industrial history.
Tim McMurtry retired last year after working for Tower's predecessor since 1967. He says the Milwaukee factory is a shell of its former self.
1967, the one Tower was A.O. Smith, and at A.O. Smith we had something like 5,000 workers. And it was 3 shifts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it was just plenty of work, plenty of work. Everybody thought it would last that way forever.
Now only about 1,000 workers remain at the plant. In addition to guarantees on job security, the steel workers are looking for a better offer on wages, health care, and pension benefits.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Okay, going back to that last call, I understand the frustration, the rage, absolutely. But and I think I've said on this program, I know I said earlier this year that if I don't have a choice of a Democrat, I may opt out. I think that idea has been overridden by what I've seen this crime family, what they're capable of. And what they're capable of doing. I think I've always known, since I've been conscious, going back to the early 80s, conscious regarding the Bush crime family, what they're capable of, in theory. But what they're capable of in application has astonished me. I didn't realize how, God, what's the word I'm looking for? Filthy doesn't make it. How venal, how amoral, how lacking a spiritual center, how dead at the core these thugs are. Now, is Al Gore, Al Gore is a Democratic Leadership Conference, that's right. DLC, the bad guys in the Democratic Party. Yes and amen. Now, to say, as my caller did, well, you know, screw it. I'm going to help. I'm going to vote for George Bush. If it comes down to Al Gore and George Bush, I'm going to vote for George Bush and just pound it into every body orifice of the American public for once and for all. Well, okay, that's one way to express your anger. Absolutely right. And that destroys the grand experiment in this country. This son of a bitch gets reelected again, elected the first, whatever. Let's not get hung up in the semantics. George Bush serves as president of the United States again. This republic is dead. We become a dead nation. We are dead. We are walking dead people. Do you understand that? And the planet itself may be ended by these people. Now, will the same thing happen with Al Gore? No, Al Gore did not mention Union Carbide in the Bhopal, India, death and destruction thing that cost the lives of, nobody knows, 3,000, 7,000, 10,000 Indians? And the surviving families have been screwed royally by our justice system, our corporate-controlled justice system, and by Union Carbide, and by anyone and everyone involved, including their own government. So what do we do? Al Gore is a real rat bastard for not dumping on Union Carbide. Yep, he sure is. I know people are tired of choosing between rat bastards. But what you going to do, truth seeker? Huh? What you going to do? I have grandchildren. I have children. I'm married. I have a life. I have a brother and a sister still alive. I have a mother who's still alive. I have friends. Just like you. Do I want to see all of that turned into toxic, noxious, slurping poison? Do I want to see the end of America, the end of our political system? Do I want to see these fascist rat bastards take control? No, I don't. If it's a choice between Al Gore and George Bush, there is absolutely no question who I'm voting for in a heartbeat. Now, if your solution, I'm not referring to our last caller, but if your solution is to ram it into the, like I said, into every body orifice of the American body politic, if you want to really ram it home,
here, I'll give you son of a bitches won't be real Democrats. Here, take some more George Bush.
If you want to do that, go ahead. But I have to ask you, you don't need my permission. I just ask you, as one human being who happens to live in this particular political entity, the United States, just to ask you to consider what you're doing with that kind of reaction to the filth that is the Bush crime family. Just consider it. And if it's sport to you to assist in ending the United States of America and destroying everything that's left to be destroyed, then have at it. If that's sport, do it. Do it. Who was it that said the boys gig the frogs in sport, but the frogs don't die in sport, they die in earnest? Or something like that. Okay, trivia question number 3. Are y'all ready? I've still got 2 decks of Republican Chicken Hawks of America. Here is your toss-up, Alex. No, who used to do that? Here's your toss-up. What's that from? I forget what that's from. All right, here's the third question. And if you have the right answer, Kathy will take your mailing address and name and all that, and we will send them to you Monday. You'll have them sometime next week. Here, are you ready? In 1998, the U.S. company ABB. Actually, I think it was a French company. It became a French company, but it started out as an American company. The U.S. company ABB signed a $200 million contract with North Korea to provide them with the technology and equipment to develop nuclear reactors. What Bush administration member served on the board of directors of ABB when this deal was signed? Okay, one more time. In 1998, the U.S. company, then U.S. company ABB, signed a $200 million contract with North Korea to provide the North Koreans with the technology and the equipment to develop nuclear reactors. What Bush administration member, current Bush administration member, served on the board of directors at ABB when this deal was signed? Okay? And I can't do that damn music again. Now, while Kathy's doing that, I've got to share with you Mark Morford's San Francisco Gate columnist. What did I say, Chronicle? Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? I got to share this with you, okay? Let's call this Kathy. Do we have Uncle Mike's Story Corner music?
I can't right now.
You can't. You're too busy giving away decks of cards, huh? Okay. Well, screw it then. We'll do it without the music. Here we go. You cannot reach me, W. Go ahead, you smirking Texas lug. Stumble around all scrunched and blank-eyed and pseudo-manly. Shove this country into a bloody, unwinnable war and lie about all the reasons why. Gouge the economy, ruin the schools, embarrass the nation every single day as you mangle grammar and meaning and truth. It doesn't really matter. Go ahead. Toss those useless $400 rebate checks to the depressed and jobless populace as some sort of bogus humanitarian gesture as you quietly force an increase in their property taxes to pay for your record-breaking deficit brought on by the tax cuts no one wants. Ha! You are so cute. There is so much more going on than you know. There is so much deeper understanding and wider knowledge and higher winking, and you can't touch any of it. Do you know this? You need to know this. You and your brethren are like this sticky, toxic mist. You will burn off in the sun of awareness and orgasm and breath. This is what makes it so fun to watch, so magical and visceral, such a divine circus, a real tragicomic pageant. Do you sense it? By all means, hack away at the Clean Air Act so it allows millions more pounds of pollutants into the air every year. Slam gays and women's rights and call everyone in the country a sinner. Cut funding for AmeriCorps and the arts and the poor and nature conservation. Wow! The universe is so very proud. Do you hear it laughing? You're not even making a dent, Bush. See, you cannot touch us. We are inured. You are merely hollow and sad and quickly, effortlessly forgettable the minute we step outside or get into bed with our lovers or laugh with friends or scream to the sky the lyrics to Ballroom Blitz, always, always striving to taste the intense flavors of the collective dream state. What? Too vague? Too namby-pamby? New age tofu-looking pro-sex liberal? Too bad. Because there is more meaning and content and depth and significance in a lover's moan and in a drop of wine and in a dog's wag than in anything you can conjure in your homophobic, faux cowboy, Lynn Cheney thick dream, honey. Get over yourself. We are on to you. We know you are made of nothing but spin and frantic gesticulations and scowls. Poke a finger into you and outpours only sawdust and sighs. Hello, Senator Lott. You want to stick it to the environment, do you? Lick the tailbones of your corporate cronies in the auto industry and kill that recent bill that would have mandated a reasonable increase in fuel efficiency for thuggish, belching SUVs in, oh, about 12 years? You wish instead to snicker and sneer and give not one crap for the planet or your nation's terrorism-inducing dependency on petrochemicals? Kill that bill, Senator. You go. Toss a bone to your Detroit pals. This is so sweet. Here's a karmic post-it note. The gods would like you to right now realize you have zero true effect. Barely a footnote, a blip, a flicker of quick pain, and then poof, gone. Very sorry. How about you, Recording Industry of America? You want a piece? You want to bitch and moan and attack individual music fans with your snide lawsuits and desperate paranoia and come scour my iTunes library and find out how I got my hands on free MP3s of the new Metallica and AFI and burned all that glorious chill electronica from net radio broadcasts using my glorious copy of Radio Lover? Here's my phone number, 555-LICK. Bring it. Here's my porn collection. Here are my divine sex toys and my lubricants and my leather strappy things and my collection of happy, open-minded perversions and my active account at blowfish.com and my tattoos and piercings and love of massage oil and vibrators and things that go in the night. Come on over, Mr. Ashcroft. I have something to show you. You see, I know you're there, all of you. Sour politicians and conniving Walmart execs and desperate reality TV creators and gluttonous SUV manufacturers and poisonous garbage food purveyors and all-American homophobes and the dumbed-down lowest common denominators and lip-twitching hyper-religious crusaders and anti-everything GOP lizard people. Rummy and Rove and Rice and Ashcroft and Dick, I see you. We see what you're trying to do. We feel you seething and churning and eating away at the soft rainbow underbelly of the culture, feeding on the weak and the poor and the ignorant, doing your utmost to lower the collective vibration and thinking you are somehow all-powerful and significant and invincible, the center of the socio-cultural universe, when in fact you are but a strange and banal rash on the ass of time. I know you want to shut us down. I know you would love nothing more than if all resistance was mowed under and all perversions were bleached dead and all nuanced questioning of your malicious anti-humanitarian agenda was numbed to the point of blind flag-waving psychopatriotism, one born of fear and misinformation and photos of the bloody, mutilated bodies of Saddam's demon sons. Damn, you try so hard. I have news. I have a revelation. It is timeless and ageless and nothing new, and I hold no claims to it, but it needs to be repeated and shouted and deeply felt again and again and again, because sometimes you get a little out of control. Here it is. You are immaterial. You are of zero nutritional value and are indigestible like corn and just pass right through. Do you understand? There is so much more going on down here than is dreamt of in your bitter and small-minded philosophy. I and millions like me sense a more luminous undercurrent, a wider spiritual lens, a richer sensual mother lode. We know that no matter how much you pule and spit and hiss and spank and crack down, no matter how many laws and how many restrictions and how many wars and murders and stabs at the heart of meeting and sex and divinity, you cannot touch what really matters. You cannot really have any lasting effect. Oh, it may seem like you do. You can make daily life very grating and tiresome and make people sick with your chemicals and desperate with your slashing of jobs and guilt-ridden with your hammering sin and pain and guns and fear. We watch you spin and hype and rage and scrunch your face in intense bogus prayer aimed at your bitter and self-righteous and homophobic God as your testes wither and weep. Man, have you got gall. Maybe this gives you the illusion of power and control. Maybe this makes you feel all phallic and handsome and virile, as if your toupee isn't rank and askew and your slacks wrinkled and your children in rehab and your sexless wife popping Zoloft like M&Ms. But here's the thing. You affect only the surface of things. You are like the little swarm of gnats you have to pass through on the path to the cool summer lake. You are the tainted oyster in the vast ocean of time and sex and love. You are a jagged pothole on the highway to hell and the broken step on the stairway to heaven. But you are not real. You give no light. You contribute nothing. Not where it matters. But please, by all means, keep trying. Keep ripping away at the rich, dense, frantic fabric of this gorgeous, inexplicable life. You represent all the dark threads, the ugliness and the tension and the low vibration, and you are necessary to remind anyone who's paying attention of what to watch out for, what to methodically purge, what to use as easy leverage to vault forward. Look, you cannot reach me. You are nowhere near. You have no true power and no true connection, and have yet to make any sort of splash in the calm lake of open-thighed soul. But it's okay. We understand. After all, as the saying goes, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. And the divine only smiles, licks its lips, and shimmies on. I have a new hero. It's Mark Morford. That's some powerful stuff. Powerful, powerful stuff. Kathy is calling from Athens, Georgia. Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
I was going to call you last night.
Yeah?
My husband's out of town for the weekend, so I can play my computer loud.
There you go.
Talk loud, but guess what happened?
What happened?
The power went out for 2 hours.
Damn! What's the answer to this trivia question, Kathy? Here it is.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, that's right. You got it. Did you give the info to Kathy?
Did you give
your mailing address?
Right? I did.
Okay, we'll get this out to you Monday. Hey, Kathy, thanks for holding on. Got a boogie. There's the music. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. I think I'm in love with Mark Morford. Well, that makes you queer, boy!
Since you've been away, yeah, yeah. I often think of you each night and day. Oh, but someday you won't be no trouble. You won't worry my life anymore.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I want everyone to listen up and understand clearly. We need some good weekday programming ideas. I don't know why no one is writing this down.
Oh, geez. Oops.
We need some good weekday programming ideas that will appeal to all angles and opinions of all listeners. Any ideas? Johnson.
Oh, you said the wrong name.
It's Jameson, sir.
Jackson, Johnson, Jasper, whatever.
Maybe we can pick up Limbaugh and convince him to move more to the middle.
That's good. Get out of my office. Yeah, get out. Jeez. You're an idiot.
Sure.
Spicoli.
It's Smith, sir.
Yeah. Give me something good.
Why don't we just have some shows that will appeal to everyone's opinion? It'll make the listener base more diverse and make for a good show.
A talk show that everyone will listen to because their opinions will be supported by other listeners and welcomed by the show host. That's brilliant. Good job, Swanson.
You're on the ball.
Everyone take this next holiday off.
Yes. Wait, someone has to work. Doug Steffen's live.
Come on.
The
best in progressive talk radio, weekdays, on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad this week is over, aren't you? Huh? Really, seriously. Just hope you have a good weekend. We are, among other things, going to go hear some friends who are in a Celtic music festival in Gainesville, Georgia, tomorrow. And then a free, which is, God, I hope it's free, maybe it's not. And then a free concert at Piedmont Park, which is Atlanta's equivalent of to Central Park in New York. Matter of fact, designed by the same person all those years ago. Atlanta Symphony gives free concerts. So we got a lot of free stuff. That's one good thing about living in a big city. You get a lot of free stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not interested in that, but I thought I'd toss out anyway. Bill, we've got about a minute here, pal.
Yeah, I know. How you doing, sir? I think I love Mark Morford.
Hey, wasn't that a great column? I'm going to post. I'll post that on the website so everybody can.
Did you put the Hunter Thompson up?
I don't know if I did or not. I think I did.
I don't think you did.
Probably not.
I look for it today.
I've been getting
put that one up too.
I've been getting lax on that stuff, but we're going to put Mark Morford's up so everybody can download it, print it off, and
I already looked him up on Common Dreams. I'm going to send it to a friend of mine.
That's a great piece of writing.
And he's a Republican too.
Oh, your friend?
Yeah, my friend is.
Yeah. Well, he probably won't understand.
No, probably not.
What Morford's talking about.
No,
you can try. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? Anyway, I sent you a link tonight. Ever heard of a website called Serendipity?
Serendipity, no.
It's about 9/11.
Oh, okay. Well,
look it over the weekend.
I will.
Over next weekend, over the weekend.
I will. If you sent me the link, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I sent you the link while you were on the air.
So, okay.
It's interesting. It's fascinating stuff.
Hey, 14, hey! Guess what, Bill? We're out of time.
We're out of time. You have a great weekend.
You too, pal. We'll check with you Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday next week. I hate to do that. I'm sorry. All the folks I'm leaving on hold here, I do apologize. But, you know, stuff happens, right? If you didn't win the free playing cards tonight, you can buy them at chickenhawkcards.com. Check it out. Thanks to our engineer in Detroit, Stephanie Stryker, tonight. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Special thanks to our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, the famous Jim, and also Mark Marshall, our webmaster, MaximumInteractive.com. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jim, Stephanie, Kathy, and everybody else. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday, I hope. I really, really hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Dude, there's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-